Hello and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope everybody is having an absolutely blessed day today. And how are you doing today, Dad?
Austin, doing absolutely wonderful, blessed beyond measure, shaking down, running over as my cup cannot contain it, praying for you guys every day, prayed for you guys all this morning. Love you guys, and I appreciate you. And today, after I pray, is my highlight of my day when I pray. But then my second part of the day that I enjoy the most is hanging out with you guys every day. And I want to thank you guys. I mean, you guys are listening. You're getting your vitamin D3, K2, iodine. You're getting the immune system protocol from the office. You guys are smart. I knew you would be. We got some backorder issues going. We've also had to pull the sale down. I wasn't going to do that, but we've had to start next day airing material to our office. It's just costing us a lot of money. I mean, next day air, like 24-hour delivery to fulfill orders. And so it's really, really bit into the really low margins we have with the reductions on the price. So just bear with us on this. Hopefully we'll be able to get this stuff back under control as far as inventory. I warned you guys yesterday, and that's why I urged you to order as quickly as you could because of back order issues. We're having a major problem with our pharmaceutical lab in Orlando. It can't handle the orders that we're putting in for you guys. So it has an emergency run next week on supplements for us, and so we can get the stuff out to you, but we're going to do the best we can to fill as many orders as we possibly can. So again, I say to you, this is going to happen all over the country. Right now, we at Health Masters are ahead of this curve. And so what's happening is I'm getting priority from my manufacturing facilities because no one else has called in and put orders in for these same materials because they're not aware of what's going on. You guys are. Right now, in China, the coronavirus in Hong Kong, the medical experts are calling for draconian measures in the city. As researchers are estimating, there are already 44,000 cases in Wuhan. That's just the beginning of it. I talked to my friend this morning in China for almost an hour via Skype, and he basically told me that everything, the schools are shut down, everything is shut down. So if this stuff really starts hitting here in the United States, it's going to be crazy. The U.S. is issuing the highest travel warning as coronavirus death continues to climb. We've got theoretical coronavirus simulation predicted 65 million deaths in an uncontrolled outbreak, which is exactly what's going right now. And, you know, we've got all of this stuff happening as we speak. In addition to that, we've got Elon Musk fixing to launch another 6,000 satellites are going up. I mean, this guy's basically actually 60 more SpaceX satellites going up. He can't put 6,000 up at once. And that's to bring in the 5G system. And so this is all happening right now. I mean, everything's kind of accelerated with what's going on. And, you know, this effort to the coronavirus control is going to be testing China's control as far as their centralized control. Apple supply chain braces for disruption from the coronavirus. And, you know, we've got all of this stuff that I've been pulling up. In addition to that, now they're saying that the article that was released by Tyler Durden the other day was not accurate. I've got people that are saying that's not accurate, people saying that it is accurate. As far as the origins of the coronavirus coming out of Canada being smuggled into China, and now they're saying that it could be from the doggone population of animals they sell in the markets where these things are all mixed together. I mean, they eat bats, like B-A-T-S, like bats in China. I mean, this is some weird stuff that's going on, and they're saying that a lot of this stuff is just being set up for the economic collapse. Remember, back on October the 18th, a few months ago, there was a huge exercise held in the U.S. simulating a pandemic and the resulting economic collapse. The sponsors of this event were the World Economic Forum, Davos, the international bankers, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, that's again the international bankers, and the Bloomberg School of Public Health at Johns Hopkins University, again the international bankers. In other words, Cabal Central. And this is what they were doing. But this plot, basically, they were trying to get World War III to start with Hillary, like we talked about, you know, getting her in the office. Trump won. They tried it again with Soleimani, with Trump making a horrible mistake in assassinating this general with the Mossad's leading. And again, that didn't work. Always remember, guys, the Mossad is the Rothschild, how should I say this, mercenary army. That's what they are. The Rothschild's fiefdom is Israel. You got to remember this, okay? Now, this thing is, whether it's released as part of an attack or whatever, we don't know. We just know there's a huge campaign right now that this thing is going hardcore sideways and bad for the people in the world, and they're letting us know that. But remember, they have all kinds of animals that are together passing diseases between these animals in these live markets, and that many of the viruses that affect humans can be of animal origin, like swine flu. Now, the difference is now our population and modern transportation allows a much faster spread of disease. And the people in China are pretty much, you know, in full lockdown. And so, you know, we had 500,000 medical staff have joined the epidemic prevention control team in China. And basically now we know that there's literally tens of thousands of patients that are basically sick. They're building hospitals with 10,000 beds in them right now, which is not going to come close to doing this as far as correcting any of this. And a lot of people are now saying, some of the research that I've done says it may be caused by bats, this virus, you know, because they're saying, now they're saying they don't know the origin. So we're getting a lot of disinformation. That's why I wanted to bring my buddy on from China on his letters yesterday. He wrote me and I talked to him for an hour today. And China basically has gone into a total lockdown. Hong Kong saying it's basically going to suspend rail traffic going out of China. Hong Kong's probably going to be wiped out financially. The virus is going global. It really is right now. And we have to be aware of what's happening. China does go into complete lockdown and all of the products that they're manufacturing stop coming to the United States, then we're going to have a massive economic reset, because people who rely on the sales of these products will no longer be able to get those products, and they will no longer be able to get the inventory for producing the products. So, guys, hang on. I've been telling you this is going to happen for a long time. And how many times I told them, Austin, everybody, you know, I love you guys, and I don't want to be one of those, I told you so, but I'm going to tell you right now, I told you it's going to be through biologicals. I said it last week, 2 weeks ago, I said it, 3 weeks ago. I say it all the time. It won't be through nukes. It won't be through a meteorite. It won't be through an alien invasion. It won't be through, you know, a tidal wave. And all these fear mongers do all that stuff to get basically internet clicks. It won't be through that. I'm telling you guys, it's going to be through biologicals. They do not want to destroy their own infrastructure. I was on Hagman last night. John Moore was on with me. He's a good friend, been a friend for many, many years. And he said the same thing. He used to think it was going to be an EMP, it was going to wipe out the country, but they're not going to fry all the electronics. He said it's going to be biological, and this is what they're doing. I'm still 3 to 4 on my Richter scale as far as being concerned. On a 10 scale, is being an absolute calamity. But guys, if this doesn't stop in China and it starts hitting other countries at this severity, we could have another basically swine flu epidemic that we had in 1920, in which 60 million died. Now remember, I'm explaining this to you guys one more time. They didn't die of the flu. They died of pneumonia because their chest, their lungs filled with fluid because of a cytokine storm, because the macrophages, the white blood cells, need vitamin D3 to operate. If they can't have vitamin D3, there's like two little sugar molecules that hang underneath the macrophage, and the D3 connects like an insert, like a remote control. It turns them on like a power pack, and they go around eating up stuff. Without D3, they shut down. And they release cytokines, which is like a chemical messenger, like a flare gun, bringing other macrophages over. If they don't have D3, they release the same flares. The cytokines cause massive inflammation and also massive fluid retention and also filling the lungs with fluid. The people who died, most of them who died from the pandemic of 1920, died of a cytokine storm. That's what it's called. You can read the stuff that Blaylock wrote on this. It's excellent, Dr. Russell Blaylock. And this is the problem if you don't have enough D3, and I've pushed this so much with you guys over the years. Iodine in the thyroid, zap stuff when it comes through the thyroid. D3 activates the macrophages. Vitamin C, critical part of the whole immune system and how it holds the tissue together. All of this stuff is going to be in short supply really, really fast. Just want you to know that. And we're going to have to pull it off the website. It may not be this week or next week or the following week, but it's going to have to happen because we're not going to get it. I'm telling you guys what's going to happen. Because if we have a supply line breakdown, if this stuff goes global, it's going to be a mess. But in the meantime, I'm going to believe that's not going to happen right now. I'm going to keep my DEFCON alert to 3 to 4 and just let you guys know that you need to stock up best you can. And we're going to do the best we can at Health Masters to fill your orders. Now, remember, I'm not asking you to buy, you know, $10,000 worth of inventory of vitamin C. I'm not asking you to do that. Just get enough for you and your family for a few months until we get over the hump. But everybody should be already on vitamin C. They should already be on potassium iodide. They should already be on vitamin D3K2. You got to take D3K2 together because of arterial calcification. Really important that we all understand that. These things should already be in your house. So if you get a couple extra bottles of these things, anyhow, it's no big deal. But guys, you need to be on it. So if you haven't done this, you need to do it. And you say, well, wow, Ted, you're pushing us pretty hard. Yeah, I am pushing you pretty hard. I've never done this before. But this is a major issue right now that's going on, guys. And I personally believe, again, the Rothschild banking cartel, the Sabbatine Kabbalists, the Luciferians are up to their neck in this. I just watched a music video that was put out by CNN that Gene sent me this morning. And it was Kobe Bryant pushing dark music and energizing your dark self and basically energizing your dark demons on the inside. Of course, CNN, owned by ABC, owned by Disney, all of this is the same group. They completely control the media. And if you ever think that Disney had your best interest at heart, watch the movie Fantasia and get a good look at that mess. And that's from almost, 100 years ago now. Very important that we always understand who these people are who are involved in this. Now, you're saying that Kobe Bryant's helicopter accident may have been caused or intentional? I have no idea. I'm not saying any of that. I'm saying, but what if Kobe Bryant woke up and he don't want to talk about this stuff anymore? What if he wanted to start telling people the truth like Kanye West did? Because, Kobe Bryant claimed to be a Catholic and took communion supposedly just a few hours before his death. So what happens if he decided to pull a Kanye? Okay, do they want another Kanye? They want somebody with a name like Kobe Bryant being a Kanye? Start talking about Jesus? I don't know. I'm not making any claims of that. I have no idea. I'm just saying, sure is weird that helicopter ran into the side of a mountain like it did. Yeah, kind of interesting to me. I mean, I'm not going to go any further than that. I'll leave that alone. Austin, what do you think of what's your first story? And I know you had a very interesting phone call last night. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, I mean, and that's what I've been trying to stay on top of a lot of different people that I know that have, specific intel, people across the country. We've now gotten reports as well that China has basically shut down their major manufacturing hubs in the industry towards Suzhou, Suzhou, which is the city west of Shanghai. Millions of workers work there. They said for at least 1 to 2 weeks they are shutting down all manufacturing facilities, including the world's largest factories, including iPhone contractor Foxconn, which is a company that basically makes iPhones for Apple, Johnson & Johnson, and Samsung Electronics. Shut down. I mean, shut down. Like, nobody's there. Zero production. That kind of spooked me a little bit because, again, like I told you yesterday, when I saw that Disney Shanghai shut down, these guys that run these big banks, these guys that run these big manufacturing facilities, they can't afford to shut down. You can't afford to shut down iPhone production. You may be able to miss a day or two. You start shutting these facilities down for weeks, you have an immense backlog, not to mention the infrastructure that's not being utilized. So I just want to kind of bring that up as well. But I had a phone call last night from a very good customer of ours out in Missouri, where he's a doctor that works out of Kansas City, Missouri, and he asked me to refer to him only as James as far as on the show. I've vetted him before. I know his background. I'm 100% confident on his background, but he didn't want to get into any trouble at his hospital, so he had basically called me up late last night, and he asked me not to release any of his personal information. I said, that's fine. I won't. I know who you are, but he said he's basically friends with a medical assistant for a neurosurgeon at the hospital he works at in Kansas City. And this guy that he knows is in the Army Reserves. He also asked me not to release his name as well. But this Army Reservist is basically in the 3rd Chemical Brigade of U.S. Army Fort Leonard Wood in Missouri. Do you guys know anything about that? The 3rd Chemical Brigade is pretty big up there. They conduct initial entry training, chemical, biological, radiological, nuclear advanced officer courses, live CBRN, which is the chemical, biological, radiology, and nuclear training and sorority operations. And he said that he has been told, and basically everybody has been told by their COs, that they are on high alert right now for this virus basically be ready at any point in time as a reservist to deploy if this goes sideways with this virus stuff. And he said it appears, and this is what the reservist told him, he said it appears from what they're being told that this virus was weaponized and it was released on accident or it was on purpose, but info has basically been changing by the day. But he said that this does not appear from what he is being told by his COs that this was just a random virus fluke that popped out of nowhere, that this thing definitely was released, maybe unintentional, it may have got out, but what it appears it's doing is weaponized from his background in chemical, biological warfare. He also said, when James asked him, is it just basically the coronavirus, and the reservist replied that he also was put on high alert for weaponized polio, but he could not talk any further on that. He said the only thing that they had been notified on was polio and the coronavirus. Now, I have no idea if there's something else going on, but let me clarify that. I'm just repeating what my friend told me out of Missouri. I then asked James what was going on with the hospital over there, if they had anything, you know, in place if this goes sideways like it's done in China. And he told me he's already spoke to the hospital director yesterday, and they currently have no plan in place to handle any type of pandemic, and they have received no guidance from the CDC as of yet. Meaning these guys are basically sitting in limbo now. If something starts to go sideways, they have no guidance at all what to do. Now, I'm not saying that's something that they need to have right now, because as Dad said, the United States is definitely not an issue yet over here. But one thing that is kind of creepy now, and this is the same thing I warned you guys about yesterday, is there's a high probability they're going to push this vaccine narrative now real quick. John Rappaport just put out an article, if you saw this, from the U.S. National Institute of Health, and they said they are now launching a rush program to develop a vaccine against the China coronavirus. The vaccine should be ready for human testing in 90 days. NIH is partnered with U.S. vaccine company Moderna, Inc. Now, this is where it gets real weird. The vaccine that Moderna is working on for the coronavirus is based on RNA, a chemical messenger that contains instructions for making protein. Now, they go on to say here is, unlike a normal vaccine, RNA vaccines work by introducing mRNA sequence, which is the molecule in which tells cells what to build, coded for a specific virus. Once produced within the body, the antigen, the virus, is recognized by the immune system, preparing to fight the real thing. Moderna, however, the company that will be making and testing this new RNA virus, states on their website that they released a press release on the 23rd, just days ago, that Moderna announced funding awarded from CEPI to accelerate the RNA vaccine against the coronavirus. They just released this on the 23rd. Now, who is CEPI, and how did they give them all this funding? Well, CEPI is an innovative global partnership company that was founded by Davos, by the government of Norway and India, and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. I feel like this guy pops up. He's like under every rock, under every single thing that happens, this guy's involved in it and likes to fund it. Now, what we find very interesting, and here's the part, the kicker. There has never been a commercialized product utilizing RNA technology approved for human use. Ever. Now, you have it. The vaccine is being tapped by the U.S. government under the National Institute of Health through the drug company Moderna, which is being funded by CEPI, which is founded by Davos and Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, that is doing something that has never been done before, getting released and getting approval for the first RNA vaccine to be used on the public before it is ever licensed for public use. And the technology is entirely experimental and being rushed to existence within 90 days. I'm just throwing out there the information I'm getting, guys. You take what you want with it. I had a feeling that this was going to come out here pretty soon. The fact that now they're going to start trying to do human trials of RNA vaccine based on, I want to know who's going to be the first guinea pig to get shot up with this thing. I mean, you'd be a blithering idiot to step in line to get shot up with this crap. This is some weird stuff that's going on right now. And so, just as Dad said, be aware, I'm bringing up the facts. We're in the United States now. It has not had any significance over here. We've had like, what, 5 or 6 cases. The CDC, however, they've issued level 3 warning to avoid all non-essential travel to China. And apparently, as of this morning in Thailand, The reports are still shaky, but they are saying now that apparently the first, they still have to finalize a report for the first non-Chinese death this morning in Thailand of the coronavirus. They said Indian officials are suspecting a Thai woman is the first coronavirus death outside of China, but it has not been fully confirmed yet. If this has hit Thailand and this has basically the first death over there, this is going to be something to watch out for, because remember I told you guys yesterday, and Deborah, the same thing, what makes this virus, if this really is truth and this is really what's going on, that 7 to 14 day incubation period, we're going to see within a week or two. So don't get all flustered yet. Don't get all wild. Don't, you know, just keep your immune system strong. Stay healthy. Avoid heavily public places if you can. And watch for the next 1 to 2 weeks. We're going to see what's going to happen in about two weeks. By the end of this week, especially by the end of next week, we're going to see whether or not this is going to be one of those, okay, we've got it under control, it's not a big deal, or we're going to be, okay, this is one of those now, I would highly recommend not leaving the house unless absolutely necessary, because that's essentially what goes next on it. And just to be aware of what's going on with everything. And also, too, it's interesting as well, in the UK, of course, the UK is bent on trying to be extremely politically correct this entire incident. All UK boarding schools, the Boarding School Association now, is concerned about mean words towards anybody who's basically from China. More than the outbreak of the coronavirus, they are now warning students that any expression against xenophobia against Chinese individuals will be not tolerated and basically will be met with suspension or expulsion. Despite the fact there's no recorded instances of xenophobia towards any Chinese people at all, they said now they've issued new instructions that its members should be watchful for prejudice against Chinese pupils by others. Such behavior will not be tolerated and action should be taken against anyone acting in this way. However, we have not heard of anything happening in our schools. So the spreading of a potential pandemic is something that they don't seem to be very concerned about. However, they're really concerned if somebody gets offended by what somebody else says. I mean, that's, you know, we got to make sure we don't offend anybody. That's really, really important right now, apparently, according to the UK boarding schools. So just some stuff that's going on with this right now. And to understand, again, like Dad said, this is not a, oh my gosh, this is the United States now, it's gotten crazy over here. So far, it has not seemed to spread globally as much as we, you know, are hoping that it will not. So we're praying against that. But again, keep your eyes open, see what's going on the next couple weeks. But as Dad said too, this is a perfect opportunity for these globalists to do everything they want behind the scenes. This is the perfect opportunity. And we said this a month and a half ago, 2 months ago, when they were doing these multi-billion-dollar repo loans every night, pushing up the web, I think $150 billion a day repo loans at some point in the New Year's. Dad and I called it out. I said, this is not sustainable. This cannot go on and on and on and on in perpetuity. There's a reason why they're doing this. This is like the life support, epinephrine shot, paddling the individual, trying to get them basically to bring their heart back. That's what these repo loans were doing to the stock market. That's the only reason the stock market was still moving the direction that it was. And it appeared to me that they were doing this because they knew something was about to happen in the future. Now, you remember, I think it was J.P. Morgan and one of the big hedge fund guys, he shorted it, a billion dollar put. You guys remember this, months and a half ago, put a $1 billion put on the market basically going down the end of January. I'll find the article later on when Dad goes on. I talked about this in detail. So he knew something that was about to go on. That's a $1 billion put. That's not baby cake money, even for a hedge fund. That's a lot of cash to be putting out there. And so did he know something we didn't know? Well, we're seeing the market already starting to climb down now. It's the end of January. So understand what's happening with this right now. And like Dad said, if China shuts down their container ships over there, they shut down their ports, it's going to start a global just epidemic, not just with the virus, but with the economy, because so many companies now function almost solely on Chinese goods. I mean, think about what happens is if all these truckers no longer have full loads to carry because there's no Chinese products. Now they're carrying empty loads or 1 and 2 pallets cross country. they can't physically do it from a financial standpoint. They're hauling stuff for free. It's costing them money. So all the infrastructure, all the transport, everything's going to come to a screeching halt in the United States with the hundreds of billions of dollars we spend every year in Chinese cheap goods. So be aware of that. Understand what's going on. Again, no panic. There's no reason to be in a sense of fear, but of love and of sound mind and of preparedness. So understand what's going on with that right now. And that's pretty much my morning update on this whole situation, Dan.
You know, Austin, you said something about the English people now saying that they can't have Chinese xenophobia. Let me stop here for a second. This has nothing to do with the Chinese, okay? They're afraid that people are going to start rebelling about foreigners being in their countries. And it's going to be a precipitating factor with the Chinese. Because the English people have had enough. You go to England, in the big cities, you're hard-pressed to find anybody who speaks English, especially the airports. It's awful, especially in London. You got to go out to the countryside and still find people that are English. And the same thing in Germany, in all the major cities. It's all Muslim. And they don't want xenophobia to start, you know, using the Chinese and then basically cascading to other groups of people, because they've done all they can do for the past 20 years to bring in these huge amounts of foreigners into these countries to destroy the indigenous population, in Germany in particular. Why did they get such an unbelievable, you gotta be careful with the words that I use, why they come after Germany so hard? Why'd they do that? Because the German people couldn't be brainwashed. The Frankfurt School figured that out. They couldn't be brainwashed. That generation of Germans from the 20s and the 30s who hated communism, they wouldn't accept that, period. They were nationalists. They believed in Germany. And they actually started at Goethe University in the 20s to figure out why the Germans didn't embrace communism like the Russians did. And then because they didn't understand that the Germans were the primary ethnic group that came to the United States after the Civil War, and at one time the largest ethnic group in the United States was German. Okay? Since they couldn't figure out how to do it, they had to figure out how to undermine the societal fabric from a social standpoint using education. This is what they've done. Now, they brought in Common Core, and they go 1 + 1 = 3, and you go, what the heck does that even mean? Well, here's how you do the math. And you're like, you know, I'm using that as a metaphor. I'm being facetious with this. But it's really twisted up as far as logic. That way they can say, she's not a boy. She's not a girl. It's not a girl. It's not a boy. It's a zebra. And you're like, but it looks like a little girl. No, it's a pineapple. Well, no, it's not. Well, it was an avocado yesterday, but tomorrow it'll be a grapefruit. What the heck's wrong with you? See? And what they did, they twisted up this teaching with Common Core to get these children so confused that they accept the outcome that they're given. And you think, well, will they really do that? Yeah, they really did that. And so now Common Core has been an abysmal failure, but it has allowed these children to be programmed any way they want to program them. This is all part of the Freudian concept with Sabbatean Kapalas. Remember, always remember, Freud was a Sabbatean. He's a Luciferian. His cousin Bernays was also a Luciferian, was a Sabbatean. And these are the two that really shaped advertisers and marketing and groupthink. And, you know, and remember, this is when, you know, and then what Goebbels did, Goebbels studied this stuff with Bernays, and then Goebbels did the same thing with the groupthink in Germany, telling the German people to fight to the last boy, to fight to the last girl, that Germany had super weapons they were about to unleash on the Allies and the Russia, and that Germany would be victorious, while Hitler skated off to Argentina. The little 10 and 12 and 14-year-old boys and girls fought in the trenches and died. Hitler was a piece of crap. There you go. Here you go for all you guys. How you think I feel about Hitler? Now, if Hitler would have sat there in his bunker and died, you know, he still was pretty awful. But what he did do is he stood against the international banking cartels. That's why the only one of the positive things that he did. But he allowed himself to be pushing these children to fight in these trenches to wipe out the population of Germany. And he said, if the German people don't win this war, they don't deserve to continue to be a Germany or be a people. They deserve to be extinguished. Now, that's pretty screwed up in the head. All because, you know, his plans didn't work out. Because remember, he was funded by the globalists. They put him in power. He turned on them throughout their Rothschild controlled central bank in 1938. He started printing debt-free currency in Germany. And then basically they went nuts. And they basically put the whole world against him. They had Russia massing on the eastern border. They had Russia wanting to have a war with Germany, even though after Dunkirk he turned 400,000 troops back to England because he didn't want to have a war with England. He was trying his best to negotiate out of this mess, and he couldn't. And there in the end, when he saw that there was no hope of winning, he jumps on a submarine, heads to Argentina, lives the life of Riley for the next 20 years, and dies, you know, and never, ever thought about all the young children he left behind who died in the trenches. So there you go. I have a real problem with all the stuff that happened over there. He did what was right with the international banking cartels, but they amassed a gigantic army against him from the east, in which the Russians were being funded through the Rothschilds to manufacture and produce thousands upon thousands of tanks and armament and weapons and trains and planes and everything else they made. And the United States produced, gave a lot of money through that, through the Rothschild banking cartels. Think about this for a second, guys. If I'm wrong, which if you think I am, that's okay. Read the book The Bad War. Just start reading things other than the propagandized history that we read. Secondly, why is it that we knew that Stalin was a communist? We knew that. But he was also a high-level 33-degree Mason. So was Roosevelt. So was Truman. And so was Churchill. And Churchill was also a druid. He was actually known Satanist. Why in the world, after the war, did we draw a line down the middle of Europe and give all of Eastern Europe over to communism? Why did we do that? Why did the United States do that? Why did England do that? Why did that happen? I mean, why did we think that we could enslave all of these people under a communist dictatorship, under an iron curtain, and it would be okay? And then from that point on, we had the Cold War. And all of a sudden, that pushed the military-industrial complex for another, well, still going to this day. And so you got to act and look back. If I'm wrong about this, just tell me I'm wrong, or tell me that that didn't happen. Okay, tell me Dunkirk didn't happen. Tell me that all these things didn't happen. I mean, the German Wehrmacht, the army, and the Luftwaffe, the military and air force, they had complete control over Dunkirk. They could have strafed every one of those boats and sunk every one of those transport vessels at will. They could have brought the tanks out on the beach and done the same thing. They didn't do it. They stopped. They let them all go because Hitler was trying not to have a war with England. But remember, England was actually set because it was being run by the Rothschild banking cartels since the Napoleonic Wars. All of this stuff, you've got to take it back to the international banking cartels. You have to, because it's their money that makes the world go around. And this is the big problem that we have, and that's what they said with that Putin did a few weeks ago when he basically fired the entire government and just got rid of them because he was purging himself from the Rothschild banking cartels. Now, if that's true, kudos to Putin. I hope it is true. But realize, guys, that the entire circus clown act that we're seeing right now, including this virus that's been released, has been brought to you via these boys and girls. Remember, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, think about this for a second. You know, Warren Buffett threw a bunch of money into this. Bill Gates threw a bunch of money, pretty much all their money into all of this. I think it's worth somewhere around $100 billion between the two of them. Guys, the reason it was so easy for these guys to do this is that they're both cutouts. They're both financed via the Rothschild banking cartel. And they're given this elaborate lifestyle, this tremendous notoriety, and all the other things that they're given. But in the end, they're still accountable to what the international banks tell them to do. There's no other reason that Warren Buffett or Bill Gates would be giving away all of their money like this into foundations. They could have put it into churches. Or they could have built it into community centers. They could have done whatever they wanted to do, but they don't. It's the same thing with Jeff Bezos. It's like I told you guys years ago on the show. If it was the Rothschild 5 and 10, the Rothschild laundry, the Rothschild gas station, the Rothschild bank, everything was Rothschild, you'd be like, I think we're living under a tyranny of the Rothschilds. Well, you are. You are living under the tyranny of the Rothschilds because the international banks run the world, period. And we have to understand that. Now the problem is they don't want to just run individual central banks. They want a new world order through their Kabbalah teaching, right? Through their thousand points of light, through their snake in the tree, and they want to have the ability to rule the entire planet, implement a 5G control grid around the planet via satellites, so they can create Genesis chapter 6 all over again, so that every thought of every man will be evil all of the time, and every single person will be controlled and manipulated via brainwaves. You think, well, come on, Ted, really? Yeah, it's about that weird. And I'm not telling you that I think these guys are okay. I think they're all nuts. This is their goal. This is their end goal. And Jesus said, I believe what Jesus said, in the day of Noah, in Genesis chapter 6, every thought of every man was evil all the time. So shall it be upon my return, the coming of the Son of Man again. So guys, they're trying their best to set up a second coming. They're trying to manipulate Scripture. And they're trying to force people into the book of Revelation so they can get raptured. We've talked about this over and over again because they believe this stuff from the Scofield Bible and from Darby, which is all pushed through the Rothschild banking cartel through Samuel Untermeyer in the early 1900s. You're thinking, this is crazy. Because remember what Otto Kahn said in the early 20s, that the bankers control both sides of the narrative. They control the earth by its axis. They turn it any direction they want in order to achieve their desired outcomes. This is what they do. And we have to understand that all of this is about that. All of it, including this election that we're having that's coming up in 2020. You know, Jeff Rentz said, you know, a couple of years ago that Hillary Clinton will run again. He's been saying that ever since, you know, this whole thing started with the Democratic, you know, committees and all the stuff they're doing. And what's funny to me is that the Democrats are absolutely bent because they're madder than you know what, because Bernie Sanders is ahead of everybody, the communist. And they know that he's basically a communist and he's non-electable against Trump. They know that. He can't win against Trump, not because of what he believes. He believes he's a hardcore leftist socialist communist. The other night, I've got a friend of mine who's got a talk show, and he had a guy on who's a big Bernie Sanders promoter, supporter. And, you know, and the reason this guy basically is a big Bernie Sanders promoter is the guy's broke. And he basically really wants everybody to give him stuff, apparently, and that's what he's all about socialism for. See, guys, let me tell you something. Socialism doesn't work. If I got to work 100 hours a week so that Joe down the road will sit around and watch TV and drink beer all day, can have his TV and beer and drink and eat his chips, you know, after about a few months of that, I'm going to say, you know what? I don't think I'm going to work 100 hours a week. I'm going to do a Joe. I'm going to sit around and not watch TV, but I'm going to sit around and read. I love to read, and I'm just going to go on the government dole. And pretty soon, nobody works anymore. They saw this in the USSR. Now, all of a sudden, there's food shortages, supply shortages, everything shortages, because everybody quit working, and there's not enough money to pay everybody to sit around and do nothing. So the communists have another great idea, these socialists, these Sabbateans. What was killed 90% of the population? We'll do it through a virus, whatever, and we're just going to kill everybody. That way, we don't have to worry about feeding them, and that way, we'll have 500 million people left on the planet, and they can run the machines and treat us like we're gods. And, oh, that's right, I'm kind of talking Hunger Games now, aren't I? Yeah, that's right. We've talked about that, too, on the show, haven't we? That way, they can have the great war, the great pestilence, and then have the Hunger Games set up and have people work in different colonies to feed the masses in the cities, the elite. Yeah, kind of like that. So Hillary Clinton now is admitting that she feels the need and the urge to run against Trump and says that she would win against Donald Trump as she doubles down on Bernie criticism. There we go. Imploring voters to examine his record. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton believes that she should, actually I'm not sorry, she's a witch, believes that she could win against President Donald Trump if she were to run again in November. She believes Trump's broken promises, okay, because of the border wall that the Democrats stopped or all the other stuff that he tried to do and couldn't do, and the failed actions of this current administration, okay, that's really not true, is it, Hillary, because of the current unemployment rate? Clinton said that she is not thinking about the 2020 primary or affecting the voters, yet she's lying. And she said that nobody likes Bernie Sanders. That's true. Even Bernie came out and said that sometimes his wife likes him on a good day. Clinton said her comments about Sanders' likability and whether she would support him if she's Democratic nominee, if he's Democratic nominee, were made more than a year ago. She claims that she was not thinking about the 2020 election when she spoke. New Hulu docket series about the 26 campaign contains interview with Clinton, was critical of Sanders, a top contender for the 2020 Democratic conventions. Okay, so let's take a look at Biden. Let's look at Creepy Joe. Let's look at the man who needs to be busted upside of the head when he touches somebody's wife or little girl. He needs to get cracked upside the noggin. You hit that blankety blank upside the head a couple of times when he kisses your wife or he kisses that little girl or he fondles somebody, that piece of crap will stop doing that. He'll think twice. But because he's been, quote unquote, in the Congress for so long, you know, and basically he's been involved with political things so long, he feels as though he can do whatever he wants to do. He's kind of like that Hollywood producer that has a casting couch. That's kind of like that. He thinks he can do whatever he wants to do to whoever he wants to do it to, and it's okay. Okay, so he's supposed to be the nominee, Hillary. right, no, that's not going to happen either. Well, let's talk about Looney Liz. Let's talk about the lady who said she was in India and said she could get into Harvard and still won't admit to that, who basically is a hardcore communist, want all businesses controlled by the communist government. Yeah, she's really the star candidate. We can talk about the gay guy, too, but he's not even viable. You know, no, no, no. But Tulsi Gabbard, oh, yeah. Now, she was a candidate. Now, she's another big Zionist, but she was a candidate. She was running around saying stuff. But then didn't Hillary, didn't you go out and call her a Russian agent? And isn't she suing you for like $50 million for that now? Yeah, I think that's right, isn't it? So here's the thing, Hillary. You're telling us how these people like Bernie Sanders are not a viable candidate. Are you trying to set yourself up to be the president of the United States and run against Trump? You think your time has come so you can go up there with your witch's little thing and do your little thing? Yeah. If you guys don't realize how dark the world is, I've posted a video. I mentioned it earlier in the show that Gina sent me about Kobe, about him talking about the dark energy and the dark side, how it was so good for you. Yeah. Yeah, CNN. Yeah, that's right. Disney, ABC. That's right. The Rothschilds, the Sabbateans. Yeah, this whole thing, guys, and this is what aggravates the yik-yak out of me, is all of these people, all these alternative talk shows, they tiptoe through the tulips, and there's a whole set of tulips out there with international bankers' faces all over them, and they're running a steamroller, and they're running around on tiptoes carrying the steamroller not to touch any of them. It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. They won't call it out. Why? Because it's harder their numbers, I guess. They don't get the search engine results they need. Google is so controlling because of search engine results. And I mentioned this the other day, that people, that 50% of people's opinions are by the first two things that show up on a Google search engine. And then 95% of the people are influenced by Google. And that very rarely do people ever go past the first couple of pages. So they bury you 15 pages back. They just don't know about you anymore. You become obscure. And that's why I always ask myself these questions. Why is it some people who absolutely have no notoriety, like that little brat Greta, who basically is another weirdo, she basically becomes like the number one search engine person that Google pushes? Oh, that's right. Then she becomes famous, doesn't she? See, all of these things, you got to ask yourself these questions. Why are these individuals, why are they so well known so quickly? Why do they become so famous on social media overnight? You know, I've been doing what I've been doing, geez, for 39 years. 39 years. I mean, I've done thousands and thousands of talk shows. I've been on platforms and spoke to over a million people at live seminars. So you Google me, or you duck, duck, go, go me, you find me pretty doggone quick because I'm so high in the search engines. Why is that? It's generic, guys. It was built over 39 years of time with international best-selling books. So I'm that kind of guy that they don't like, because it's not by power, it's not by might, it's by my spirit, saith the Lord. See, and this is the thing that we need to understand. God is still God. And God is still in control of this planet and this whole universe. And these nutbags that have basically taken that control are going to be exposed, every one of them. Because it's not by power, it's not by might, it's by my spirit, saith the Lord. For every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Guys, you got to think about this for a second. Always stay positive in Jesus, because he's the author and the finisher and the perfecter of our faith. When he said it is finished, death, oh death, where is thy victory? Where is thy sting? It's gone. It doesn't exist anymore for us as born again believers. Once you accept Jesus, you live forever. Ever! You're born again. You live for eternity. Your physical body will pass away, but you'll still be here. So important. Now, one of the customer wrote me a letter, wrote off the letter, he sent it to me, about churches promoting that you go to church to be prayed for in order to be healed, whether you're sick as a dog or not, whether you have Ebola or the flu or SARS or the coronavirus, using these as metaphors, no matter what's wrong with you, you've got to go into the church and you've got to be prayed for to be sealed, to be healed. Okay? Now, there's groups of people that believe that. And I believe in prayer probably more than most people on this planet, okay? Because I know what prayer does. But I know this: greater is he who is in me than he who's in the world. And when I pray, when my family prays for me, where two or more of you are gathered, the same power, the same anointing of the Holy Spirit comes upon us here at home. And I'm here to say to you, if you're really sick, or if you know a lot of people in the church are really sick, and you've got something that's incredibly contagious, that has an 83% infection rate, there's a good probability you need to pray as a family, stay at home, and avoid those church situations. Don't let them pressure you into saying you have to be here, you have to be here, you have to be here. Here's why they do that in most cases. Now, not in every case, but in most cases. They are taught to tell the people to come to church Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, because the giving units give more money to support the church when they come on a regular basis. You think, well, they wouldn't really do that. Okay. They really do that. You don't have to believe me if you don't want, but they really do that. They know that if you stop going to church on a regular basis, you break that habit, you'll start giving to other causes. You won't support the local church. Now, I've told you guys 100 times to support your local church, but don't be pressured into going when there's something really, really horrible going around, like some type of viral load, because you feel as though you need to support them. Mail them a check. Go online, and use their terminal and put it on your credit card. Do whatever you need to do, okay? But don't feel as though you have to go to church to get prayed for when your family can lay hands on you and pray for you. Very, very, very important. I've seen too many missionaries come back when I had the clinic opened back in the 80s that they were loaded with parasites because they were going to third world countries, tapeworms, hookworms, pinworms, and they were told to pray over it and eat it no matter what it was, no matter what the natives gave them, to pray over it and eat it. They'd come to me sick as a dog with parasitic infestations, and you'd have to put them on special diets and special herbs, you know, like Joanna Budwig taught and Hilda Clark taught, to help get rid of the parasitic infestations. Guys, we're in a physical body. We got to use our heads, and we got to follow the word, and we've got to do what the Bible says to do. Almost everything sold in the meat market in China is unclean meat. Snakes and bats? Who in the heck wants to eat a bat? I mean, what kind of, you got to be a pretty sick puppy to take a bat and look at it and spread its little wings apart and say, I'm going to eat you. I mean, what the heck are you thinking, Chinese? But this is what they do. All this stuff is forbidden food by the Word of God, by the Torah, Levitical law, the book of Deuteronomy, the book of Leviticus, you know, which is basically where we need to follow our dietary guidelines. Every manner of unclean meat. Pork unbelievably slams the immune system to the ground. It unbelievably lowers the immune system. God told us not to eat it because you get all these diseases. It was interesting. Back in the days of the bubonic plague, when a third of the population, some people say half of the population of Europe died. Interesting, it's another plague, right? They ended up basically persecuting the Jews, because they said the Jews had brought this curse upon them because the Jews weren't dying of the plague. Well, the primary meal in those days was lard, L-A-R-D, pork fat pie, which lowered the immune systems of all these people eating it. And all of these Gentiles were eating pork fat pie because it was the food of the impoverished masses. The Jews refused to eat it. So the Jews' immune system was much stronger. They didn't come down with the plague. And so the persecution against Jews got even worse in Europe, because they said these Jews who had killed Christ, this is what they said, were now basically cursing the people in Europe to die. I mean, it's because they were following God's dietary laws. They weren't sick. God's dietary law tells you to wash your hands under running water. You need to do that every single day when you go out into public. It's so important not to be touching your face right now, using colloidal silver and swabbing the inside of your nose. All of these things are going to help maintain your immune system. And stop eating pork. Doggone it all. I get so frustrated with my friends. Oh, I'm going to have pork this and pork roast and pork that. You don't eat stuff like that. So, well, it tastes good. I know it tastes good. I love the way pork tastes. I just don't eat it. It's unclean meat. God loves you. He loved you so much that he sent forth his only son to die for you. But he also wants you to stay and eat clean. And he wants you to avoid people that have sickness and disease. You can pray for them. If you're going to pray for them, wear a mask. Lay hands on them. Go wash your hands. Get rid of the mask. Do whatever you need to do. But don't be sneezing on people and coughing on people and hacking on people. One of the problems in China is personal hygiene. You know, a couple of years ago, I told you they had that, the people from the Far East over behind us, me and Austin, on an airplane. We were flying to see the Florida State football game in Pasadena win the national championship for 2013. They don't even cover their mouth. Act like you're about to die behind you, coughing up a lung. And I'm like, what the heck? Cover your stinking mouth. They don't do that over there. Avoid people who don't have good hygiene habits. If you're around somebody in church, like I said, who's starting to cough, you probably need to get up and move pretty quickly. All right, I've pontificated long enough, Austin. What do you think, buddy? What's your next story? In fact, Austin, I'm going to let you finish this thing up. We're almost out of time. I love you guys. I appreciate you. I prayed for you this morning. It was my privilege to do it. Guys, you mean the world to me. Please take care of yourselves. Talk to you tomorrow. God bless.
Absolutely. And I wanted to touch base on what I was telling you guys earlier. It was the Bridgewater Associates. A few months back, the world's biggest hedge fund, Bridgewater Associates, enlisted Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley to help structure a massive bet that will pay off between now and the end of the first quarter if stocks retreat. It's also on the Wall Street Journal, and Zero Hedge reported on this. Basically reported a $1.5 billion put on the market, and they've calculated that Bridgewater reported the $1.5 billion bet could produce $27 billion in profit if the market basically drops, and that put is good until, I think, March 31st. That's kind of ominous to me. And of course, you know, the owner of it, the founder of it, Ray Diallo, basically came out and he said, oh, no. You know, we're not betting against the market. This short position is merely just a hedge to our existing portfolio, which, if you guys have ever heard that before, that's pretty much the same explanation that Wall Street propaganda desk use over and over and over again for past years. So these guys didn't become the world's largest hedge fund because they lose billions of dollars on puts all the time for making idiotic decisions. Am I saying the market's going to drop? I have no idea. I'm telling you the writing on the wall is what it appears to me and from what I've been reading, not predicting anything. But when you see Bridgewater Associates put a $1.5 billion put in conjunction with Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley, all of them being central banks, kind of a pretty clear indication that something is going to happen in the next couple months. And I think the market kind of bounced back up today after it had its nice big drop yesterday. But again, watch the market if you're in it, or get out of it. I'm out of all of it now. I've been in it, been, you know, got my money out, made good on it, got out, saw enough cyclical stuff through my lifetime to realize that nothing lasts forever, especially in the market. It's all pixie dust. It's all made up. So if you got profits in it, in my opinion, take it out. But again, I'm not your financial advisor, so make your decision based on your own opinion on it. I prefer food, brass, guns, bullets, you know, high-quality supplements, gold, silver, platinum. That's my side investments now. And also, too, in other news, this is something interesting now. State senators in Connecticut, this is why I've warned everybody, don't let yourself get disarmed like Connecticut has. State senators in Connecticut have proposed creating a new department at the Connecticut State Police, which will specialize in investigating far-right extremist groups and individuals. I'm not even kidding. They want to put a whole new task force together. They said in Connecticut there were 110 bias crime incidents as reported in 2017. The state's most common victims of religious bias are Jewish faith. Democratic lawmakers in the state claim they need a new law enforcement department that can handle this. Senate President, Democrat Mark Looney, went as far to say the fact that the First Amendment protects hate speech, it is unfortunate. And I quote, he says, we want to be more aggressive in enforcing our laws and identifying likely sources of potential domestic terrorism acts against religious institutions and ethnic institutions. Of course, Antifa and other violent far-left groups were completely left out of discussion concerning this legislation, and they have no intent of adding any of those groups. It is directed directly at far-right extremist groups and individuals also that can be involved in conspiracy theory. This is what I've warned about for years. This is going to be the next step of tyranny that we see in the country. The states that are disarmed, if you've noticed, also have the strictest hate speech laws and all these other garbage things they come out with. Remember, years of 2014, you know, Connecticut, you have to have a permit just to buy a firearm now. you have to have all firearms pretty much registered. If you had an assault weapon before 2014, it has to be completely registered, or you had to give it up. Cannot sell it between anybody anymore. They have full magazine capacity ban. If you have a magazine that you possess before 2014 that holds more than 10 rounds and you get caught with it, it's a misdemeanor. You get caught with another one, it's a felony. If you get caught buying a magazine now, if you get caught buying a magazine that holds more than 10 rounds in Connecticut, it is a felony, a Class D felony. Understand that. A plastic magazine that you try and buy in Connecticut is a felony. Felony. Can't make it any more clear than that. They also, you have to have a permit just to carry a firearm in your vehicle. I don't even understand that one. Background checks for private sales, same crap they're trying to do here and in Virginia. Basically, if you sell even a legal firearm, this non-assault weapon in Connecticut, and you transfer it to somebody, you give it to them, basically sell it to them, private party. Don't do it through an authorized FFL dealer. It's also a misdemeanor. Next time is a felony. And, of course, they have the one and only red flag gun laws that so many states are keen on. So this is what happens in every state. They push gun laws. They disarm the population. They make it a felony, essentially, to defend yourself with any lawful weapon. And then they go in and start saying, we need to have a new department that specializes in investigating far-right groups. This is what happens in a tyrannical government. So be aware of it and never allow yourself to be disarmed. I can't be any more clear on that, and I've said that numerous times. It doesn't matter if there's a pandemic. It doesn't matter if there's a catastrophe. It doesn't matter if there's a natural disaster. Never allow yourself to be disarmed, and I mean that sincerely. So thank you guys again for the support of Health Masters. If you need anything, feel free to give us a call, 1-800-726-1834. As soon as I get off the show here, I'm meeting with my one of our reps from Orlando. I got to go pick up a bunch more product for everybody because we put in a lot of orders right now for our manufacturing facility because I want to make sure we have as much inventory as possible to keep everybody as healthy as possible because a strong, high immune system, coherent patriot group can do a lot when they're together. And I've seen that. We saw that in Virginia last week with the gun rally up there. If people can stay healthy and people can stay alert and people can stay in good shape, the amount of people that we have in this country is unstoppable, and we cannot be taken over by any tyrannical government. But if people start becoming sick and debilitated, it's hard to do much of anything. I mean, everybody's been sick before. You start getting 103, 104, 105 temperature, you don't want to do anything. You can't even move. That's horrible. So thank you guys again for the support. Keep your immune system strong. Wash your hands. Don't eat sugar. Stay away from big, huge public venues right now, in my opinion. That's just my opinion. And, of course, have a gear bag ready to go at all times. I can't state that anymore. I've preached for years. Every single operator, every single retired military, just about everybody I know that's awake always stands true to that. Always have a bag with you that can get you in and out of a situation. Thank you again for the support. Healthmasters.com. You have a blessed, safe, amazing night. Stay alert, stay prepped, and also stay at peace. We appreciate you guys, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow as always.